an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for joining me today. You're here at the Metropolis Conference. You gave the acknowledgement to country this morning. Can you just tell us about some of the key points that you were talking about this morning?
Sure. I think at these conferences, multicultural in nature, I think the absolute prime message we want to get across is that people have come to our country, but you know they still need to recognise the history and the culture and the languages of the First Peoples, and that we're still here, we're still survived, and that you know, we're only 3% of the population, so therefore, you know, we're calling on them too to take some responsibility and ward off, you know, the horribles, the unpalatables like racism and discrimination in our country as well, and work together so that, you know, all of us can live a very decent life and a life that's a lot more peaceful than the lives that many of them come from, you know, war-torn countries and so forth. And, you know, to walk alongside us, but to remember there are First Nations people actually in this country still living, surviving and, you know, keeping up their own culture as well.
How do we tell the migrant story and the Aboriginal story in the same yarn? You know, we've seen, particularly the last 10 years, a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment in this country. And I think you said something about mean-spiritedness in this country that we've seen, the treatment of refugees and also Aboriginal people. How do we tell our story?
Well, we should be able to have, well, I guess it comes with collaboration, but an open and honest dialogue with each other. And as I said, and remind them that the first thing is they need to know the history of our country, and how we're actors within that as well. But, you know, it's a long way to go. We're still, we've been doing this for, you know, about 100 years now in terms of, you know, bringing us together and so forth. But I still think, you know, there's still a long way to go. But each conference such as this one kind of opens the door a little further. But, you know, I was very moved by some of the comments, particularly by Nova Peris here, who said, you know, our country's still at war, and that, you know, they have come from other countries that were at war, but they come here, our people are still at war, and, you know, we need to make amends there so that we can, you know, move on together. So really important, we tell them that we're 3% of the population and that, you know, this is all our country and, you know, we are willing to share that. Well, we had no choice because, you know, they came anyway. But I think also, you know, the intermarriage between our mob as well is quite high. You know, I've heard a statistic too that in 2050, the Anglo-Australian population will lessen because there'll be quite a mixed race of people there. But, you know, Koorees and Murrays and Noongars will still be here at the end of the day. And, you know, of course, you know, marrying into each other and so forth and makes us strong. And, you know, the kids who don't necessarily have, you know, two Aboriginal parents are very, very proud of their mob. And, you know, usually you'll always find that the dominant culture is always going to be, you know, the Aboriginal side, which I feel very humbled about, and I think it, you know, says a lot about our people and our integrity, you know, our love and respect, and, you know, how we've survived. This is very brutal history in our country. But Danny, the stuff too, and I forgot to mention around the truth and the Truth Commission that needs to be established. You know, the government can do that right now. I mean, we've seen reparations and pronouncements around the latest apology, and rightly so. But yet again, what happens to us, and where are our issues being, you know, brought up the agenda, rather than being, you know, once again kind of not so much the priority. Mm. So it is a very wearing battle that, you know, we all fight and we've got to keep up with, but just got to keep reminding them, I think, yeah, in terms of where they sit here, especially in our country, and, you know, why it's so that we're here. You know, and as I said, always was, always will be Aboriginal land, and they know that as well.
And just lastly, Maria was in there, the facilitator. She's struggling with a bit of Aboriginal language, and she said she made the point that because she never got taught Aboriginal history or language in schools, that's why she struggles with it now. How important is it, given the migrant population that's booming here in Australia, for our story to be taught in early childhood education, in primary school and in high school?
Danny, it's just so essential and imperative. I had an African woman come up to me after the session, and she said, you know, she lives Fairfield, I think, in here in Sydney. And she was saying to me, they're getting the students to get taught African language in school rather than Indigenous. How bad is that? You know? So yet again, who's listening? You know, who's teaching the history? And what are the priorities? So I was pretty alarmed to hear that, but not so much surprise, because, you know, this is still the fight that we have to do. And, you know, those languages are so important that, that, you know, they should be taught in schools, you know, with the proviso of the traditional owners and language groups. But, yeah, Maria did struggle, but she didn't do a bad job. And, you know, she said for me, she said something like Biri Guba Jura, and I said, no, it's Gabba. But really, it's not that kind of Gabba. It's another Gabba. Yeah. And people turned around to me and they said, you Gabba? And I said, yeah, well, you know, part of, I said, yeah, I am. Look, I don't know my white side, but I pray it's Irish. So I'll leave you on that little joke.
Yeah, I do like your joke this morning. There's only one race, the Aboriginal race.
Yeah. It pays to be ethnocentric, and I believe that went out on Twitter sphere and everything, and you know. But as that fella rightly said, Brendan from Commonwealth Bank, you know, race is kind of a oxymoron, really, because it's you know, it's just one of those hackneyed terms that that doesn't apply so much, and was used to justify slavery, you know, throughout history, but. You know, we love our mob. I love my people. I know that you do too, Danny. And, you know, we just got to keep, you know, fighting the good fight for them. And hopefully one day this mob will sit up and listen. But you would think we'd have also a greater opportunity and cut through with multicultural communities as well, because they come from, I wouldn't say a similar history, but they come from a history of oppression, of slavery, of war-torn issues, but, you know, but still, you know, let's not be kidded about this, because what happens is that, you know, some of them, as I said, will use those people of colour will also use that against us, and, you know, remind us of our position, which they seem sometimes is very lowly in our country, to keep us in our place, you know, and that's not fair. And hopefully, you know, through these discussions here, they might have learned something.
Jackie Huggins, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Danny.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app. We'll be right back.